transforming into Vibhinanj, and then like Swanj and other manifestations of Krishna or incarnations, they are equally philosophically as powerful as Krishna, then Jeev also becomes like that.
Theoretically, they are same. Then Jeev will be Vishnu Tattva.
So
and
then
how come?
Not necessarily.
No. No. One is Purna, so he must have infinite aspect and an infinitesimal aspect also, they can say.
No, right. No, but then the living entity also is becoming that much powerful as the Supreme Lord.
No, not the infinitesimal aspect of Prabhupada.
It means vision me.
How you can understand
vision me? The thing is that
how does that work?
That Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat, they have told very clearly that there is no vikar in Brahma.
No transformation.
If that vastu is jeev and vastu is even of this material world, then now we can reconcile with that words of Vedas. We cannot. But Srila Jiva Goswami and others have reconciled this point. There is no vikar.
No transformation.
Of Brahma. Like in my boyhood, there was a magician and we used to call him Chacha Chacha.
Means uncle.
Oh, uncle.
Uncle.
And when he used to see, we want to take some sweets, rasagulla. You want? Sometimes he used to, give me some money. And he used to do like this. So many notes, 10 rupees note, 100 rupees note, 1000 rupees notes, a bundle of notes coming from his hands. And when he used to touch, nothing was there. So many. Once there was a marriage party, ceremony. So many sweets and vegetables and so many paraphernalia was there. And when the marriage party came, that our uncle went there and told requestly, very humbly, I'm very hungry, you should give me something. But they denied. First we will serve to them and then you should come, because this is etiquette. But I'm very hungry. If you will not give me, then something wrong will be done. And thus telling, he went there. And they went to the kitchen room, they saw that nothing was there. Nothing was there. This is magic power. The person was there. He didn't become sweet or money or anything. Krishna is more than magicians. By his will, his power transforms into all jivas and all these worldly matters. And if Krishna is himself jivas, then there will be some clash in Vedic words and this. So Brahma Parinam Bad not good. Vastu Parinam Bad is wrong. Vastu Shakti Parinam. All has come from Vastu Shakti. We have come from Tatastha Shakti. Krishna and his all associates, they have come from Antaranga Shakti. They have come. Though they are eternal, but they are manifesting from there. If Yogmaya is not helping, we cannot see them. So Krishna never becomes jeev or matter or anything. He has only wish and power exercises everything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that this theory you cannot understand by your
mental speculation.
Intelligence. So it is achinta,
inconceivable.
But it can be conceivable by what? Right. For following our Guru Parampara. We cannot understand this. Otherwise we cannot. And especially it we can understand by chanting, remembering, serving Guru and serving Tattvagya Vaishnava and Rasik Vaishnava. This is only process. If you are going to Tattvagya and serving him, following his words and doing Dandat Pranam, Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprasya. This is the process how we can have our Sarup Siddha Deha and all knowing thought, everything by this. So, Jivitakte like this. And we are conditioned soul. Now we are suffering. We'll have to follow the process. And we'll have to choose. There are so many, in market there are so many shops. Shops. What you want to select from them? If you want any ornament, oh, there are so many
jewelry
shops. You can go and test which is best you get. So in also, there is a transcendental market. And Srila Sanatana Goswami has given description in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. There are so many choices there. And among them you should choose what you want. What is your object? You should choose. He is telling two things. First thing, Bhagavata ke tartamya se bhaktun ka tartamya. Or Bhagavat tattva ke tartamya se bhaktun ka tartamya. Samajh raha hai na? What? What?
Srila Gurudev is explaining that from the various gradations or categories of Bhagavat Tattva, in other words, some forms of the Supreme Lord, original form Krishna, is so super excellent. All are perfect and complete, but Krishna is most complete. Some are complete, more complete, and most complete. So according to the different types of Bhagavat Tattva, so similarly, from that, different stages or degrees of excellence of devotees are there. And conversely, from the different degrees of the excellence of the devotion of the various Vaishnavas, from this comes the various degrees of excellence of their Ishtadev. Both are related.
Oh, you can. You. Nirbandhu Prabhu. Yes, sir. What he told? Repeat.
From what I can pick up.
All want to see your face also.
What I could pick up there that according to the feeling and mood or the bhav that's in the heart of the particular devotee, they will follow a particular Ishtadev according to that mood and qualification. And there are four different moods in the spiritual world: Madhurya Ras, parental Ras, friendship, and friend. So according to that mood, as we're relating to those devotees, we'll be naturally attracted to that mood that we have in our own hearts, and so we'll follow those Vaishnavas who are presenting that mood within their own association, and that will take us to that place within the spiritual world.
You? Yes. What you understood? Two things. First and second. What is first and what is second? What he told.
The
there's different gradations. Just like Bhagavan, he has different from his svamsa, he has different gradations, like what?
Complete, more complete,
and like that, different gradations. So the bhakta also has different gradations like that.
And what is second? Not clear. You again. Okay. Carefully, you should hear. Very. What?
Deep.
Attentive. Again, you should hear.
I'll try to put.
And try to write here. Yeah.
As clearly as I can, and of course,
I will ask you also. Be prepared. All three: Sanatan, Mukunda,
Madhav.
Madhav.
There are so many forms of the Supreme Lord. Krishna, Gaurakathish, Ram, Kalki, Vaman, so many forms of the Lord. And then on this end also we are seeing varieties of devotees. So many devotees of Ram, devotees of Krishna, devotees of demigods, etc., 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 etc. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada, in order to make us understand what is the underlying principle or the guiding formula of this process of worship, he has very nicely put that in Srimad Bhagavatamrita. And he is making two points. In first, he's saying that the different levels in which the Supreme Lord manifests his different forms and pastimes, accordingly, that will affect the different gradations of different devotees. And conversely, the devotee, on the other hand, the kind of devotion he has in his heart will determine the manifestation or the form of the Lord to correspond with that level or that mood of worship which the devotee has. So in other words, if a devotee has a mood of Aishwarya towards the Supreme Lord, that he is seeing the Supreme Lord who is all-powerful, who is almighty, the creator, then the Lord will manifest in front of him with that form, like Ram or Nrsingh or Vishnu or Lakshmi Narayan. And if the devotee here has a devotion that is influenced or is originating, being affected by the sweet feature of the Lord, the sweetness of Lord's pastime, then the Lord is manifesting in front of him as Krishna in Braj or in Dwarka, doing so many nice, wonderful pastimes. Or the gradations could start from even more lower levels. So Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, he is beginning from a very basic level of devotion of worship or worship what the sadhaka can have, and to counter that or to correspond with that, the particular feature of the Lord which manifests is given in that chronological or sequential order in Brihad Bhagavatamritam.
Very good. Oh, Sanatana Goswami has told about Gop Kumar. He first went to Swargalok. And he saw
Kumbha Mela Salagram
from very beginning. And he saw Bamandev. And he saw that, oh, his younger brother, Upendra.
Indra.
And he is serving
Upendra.
Upendra means Bamandev. Bamandev, as love and affection, he has become younger brother of
Indra.
Sometimes obeying too. Oh, there are so many stories about this. And after that, we can see Brahma, in Brahmalo, his deity is who? Sahasra Sirsa Vishnu. Garbhodashayi Vishnu. Who's superior? Among Indra and Brahma. Who is superior?
Brahma is superior to Indra.
Why? Why he is superior? Because he is worshipable deity. Garbhodashayi is so much superior than even Vamandev. How he serves and why he serves? To have some
what? Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Name and fame.
Name and fame. But Brahma, only for creation, power of to create world and out of devotion.
Indra has fear, so you want to get rid from fear from
devotion. Because he wants so many things,
destruction of his enemy.
All these things he wants. He never wants bhakti. But Brahma may ask. What? He has prayed like Tattayinu Kampam Susumishman. And also, anywhere I may be, I may take any birth, anywhere in this world. I should have a high class of bhakta association and I can serve them. And in the last, what he told, any of the gopis, feed dust, even it is not done, then even Gokul. Tad Brahma Shakna kya? Shlok yaad hai? Tad Bhuri Bhagyami ha Janma Kima Patabhyam Jaj Gokulepi. You know this shlok?
Tadastu Minata Sa Bhuri Bhagu Bhavi Atta Tuba Anata Tidascham.
But also a series of shlok here. But in the end he has told. I want to take birth in Vrindavan. But if it is absurd, I am not qualified. Then even Gokul. And what doing? Like a stone. Where?
Sweepers
are rubbing their feet to clear with water. I will be very fortunate to have that stone. Even. So many things here. So Brahma is more superior than Indra. And Garbhodashayi Vishnu or Krishna are so superior. Then, Gop Kumar, passing through Swargalok, Janalok, Maharlok, Tapalok, Satyalok, and he comes to
Siglok.
And after that, he passes through seven cover of all nature and all other things. Oh, there is a lok, Mohini lok like, Prakrit lok. And her, mane uska jo adhishthatri devi hai, jagat ka, Mohini.
Residing deity of this
world.
She's serving. Oh, so charming. Anyone cannot pass easily. When you will go to Indralok, Nandan Kanan is there. Oh, this place is nothing. Bogus. But in Nandan Kanan, you know how beautiful? There are so many Parijat Pushpa.
Parijat flower is never be dry, always fragrant.
There is also to eat nectar. Not here we can have. Nectar also.
Nectar will never die.
And so many things. Very beautiful Aspara.
And always ear.
Aspara, you know?
Angels.
Heavenly angels.
Heavenly angels. And there is no any wrong thing there. Oh, you can invent to any Aspara. Not like this world. Oh, so many things. To pass away that
land.
Heavenly place is very good. As we see in America here, then especially I saw in Brazil, oh, how they are. Anyone can go there and they cannot be chaste or pure. They cannot. They will must be influenced by Maya. So this America and the other parts are what? Bhogya Bhumi. And India?
Sadhan Bhumi.
Sadhan Bhumi. Why? Here without coat, pant and without car you cannot move. And in Puri, no need of shoe, no need of any cloth, no garment, empty paddy. You can go anywhere and chanting. You can sleep anywhere in sand. No so much
cold,
no much. So India is like Tapo Bhumi, Sadhan Bhumi, and here very short.
So all incarnation of God only India, not outside of India. And all acharyas also. They're born in India only.
Anyhow. In this world, only Bharati is for Sadhan Bhumi. No? Here there are so many problems. Without car, can you move here and there? Never. Without government, you cannot be in cold countries. You are bound to take these things. But India, especially in Jagannath Puri, I see nothing, no need. Or there are chhatras to take something.
Charity booth.
Huh? No.
Charity booth.
Charity booth. Everywhere available. Even then, go in market, you can go and stand up. Oh, do you want to take prasadam? Oh, they will give a patta and
leaflet and prasad.
Very easily. And from that, oh, swarga is more superior in all these things. And from that, janalok, maharlok, tapalok, and then brahmalok more. And from then, oh, mohini lok and all others, seven
layers.
And if you are going to the bank of what river? Birja. What is the meaning Birja? No Raja, no Tama.
No Satta, no
Tama. No. All these are worldly things. And water is what?
The cause of creation.
But Chinmay Bari. Chinmay Bari means?
Transcendental ocean. Water.
Water is there. And there in that water, Chidbari Karnabdev Sai is there. Not in worldly any place. So it to cross that, not easy. Very rare you can go. And when you will reach to Vaikuntha, oh, there are the servant of Narayan is like Narayan. You cannot understand that who is Narayan. Oh, he is Narayan. We will see his appearance. And then next, oh, he is not. Oh, he is. Like he was doing.
All are 400. They have all the...
After 400, he is 800 Vishnu and Narayan. And then they saw so many. And he was thinking, oh, he is really Narayan. And then passing away. Oh, he is not Narayan. And then again anyone coming, oh, thousands of hands and like Shankha Chakra Gada and so many things. More. So it is very hard. And if anyone has gone to Vaikunth, it is very hard to leave. But because he was always chanting Gopal Mantra, cling like here. And remembering and power coming. So he was anywhat how safe. And when he went to Ajodhya, and what become? Oh, he saw that. Hanuman at once jumped and took him, embraced him, and he took him. Oh. And he took his flute and
Gokumara's flute. Hanuman took it.
And why you are in this way? You should not be like that. Yeah, come and play with Ram and Sarvaram, like me, being monkey or any human form. But he was not satisfied. Even Ram became Krishna with flute, with peacock feather, and all his associates, like Lakshman, and all other became like cowherd boy even. And he was playing a role of cowherding. But at that time he was so much attracted. But what became afterward, when he used to chant, I should not be here. I want to play with Gopal, only Gopal. If no flute, peacock feather, not Gopal, in gop form, I cannot be satisfied. Even he went to Dwarka, and he saw so many things, Pradyumna, Shamba, and all others serving Krishna, and they making joke with Gop Kumar. Why you are in this way? Having some cloth, garments, good garments, garlands,
ornaments
of gold and
diamond
and everything, sword. And play with us and we serve Krishna. He was ready. But after some time, he was chanting and he cannot be here. He was not satisfied. Even he went to Mathura, he was not satisfied. He went to Braja. First he went to Mathura and took bath in
Visramghat.
And he entered in Vrindavan. He went first to Gokul, where Krishna, coming from the womb of mother Yashoda and father,
Nanda Baba.
He was not satisfied. He went to Nandagaon, a place of boyhood of Krishna. Doing so many pastimes. But they are also not satisfied. He went to Vrindavan. Rasa was there. But still he was not. Then he went to Govardhan. A place more better. What he saw? Pramadamadana Leela Kandare. Everywhere the sweet pastimes of Krishna with gopals, cows and gopis. So much. But he was satisfied there and he became like Gopal, friend of Krishna. And Krishna embraced him and told mother, he is my brother. Please take care of him. But he saw the glories of what? Srimati Radhika and Gopis and Chandravali and all others. And he also realized the glory of Srimati Radhika. So they are all gradations. You will have to choose among them. Whether you want the happiness in Swarga or Satyalok
or
Vaikuntha or in Dwarka, Mathura, Ajodhya or in Braja. In Braja also, do you want to be in Gokul or you want to be in Nandaga Varsana or to be in
Vrindavan,
or you want to be in Govardhan, or really you want to be in Radha. What? These are all. These are so many shops. You will have to select your object from there. If you cannot select, then go to any high class of a Rashi, Guru or Vaishnava. And what should I do? I am very foolish. Then he may tell anyone. This is the process. How we can select our goal of our life. And then when goal of life is selected and fixed, then you can ask from your guru or Shiksha guru, what is the process to have all this? Gaur Prema. Any kirtan? What?
Can I give an example that you gave in Australia regarding the excellence of the of Bhagavan determines the excellence of the devotee? You gave a class on, Srila Gurudev gave a class on his own Vyas Puja Day in February of this year. And he was quoting Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur's Guru Vastikam, particularly the verse Nikunja Jorno Rati Keli Sidhai, that the bona fide guru in our line from Rupa Goswami is engaged in serving Radha and Krishna in the Leela of the Nikunjas. And in that pastime, there's a superiority of Srimati Radhika. Just as Srila Gurudev was discussing the more and more complete aspects of Bhagavan, so even within Braj, now he's saying that there's more and more complete. So the most complete aspect of Krishna is servant of Srimati Radhika. And he experiences that most completeness in the Nikunjas. So any other guru who's a guru of a lesser complete god, like Nrisimhadev and Prahlad, or Ram and Hanuman, any other guru is not a complete guru. He's only a partial guru. And the only complete, perfect gurus are those gurus in our line who are in that verse, Nikunja Juno Rati Kili Siddha, like the Gurudev and our
Prabhupada. Today is not that Prabhu is. Bhaktisar, he is real.
He said that Gurudev told him, or you told him, to
take yes, so him let some to the hospital.
Oh, he went to the hospital.
Went, and he didn't
hospital.
Back
oh,
back.
With that boy.
Yeah.
Who?
He's in the
who is in the hospital? What?
He's telling us that we have to choose
just
what
alive.
We like.
Don't move. What? What?
You're telling us that we have to choose from a shop what we like to do. So some
yes.
people think, oh, I am a cowherd boy because they're male or female, and some females are thinking, oh, I'm a gopi, but how can we choose when we don't know what our eternal swarup is?
Or by association, gradually, when you will pass anartha nibbitti is that gone. And when gradually nishtha is coming, and gradually when we will be perfect in this, a ruchi will come. At that time, you can choose something.
Not before that.
Not before that. So we should try to wait for that. And also that what we are thinking are bona fide or not. Now, mostly, almost all, they think that to be a gopi and to serve Radhika is best. But it may be something not true, may be true. But when that real test will come, it will manifest here, then really you can know. Otherwise, some misguide and exculpation of
mind.
So we should wait for that. Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to donate this thing, anarpita charin chira karunaya vatirna kalo samarpai tum unnata ujjal arasan. Unnatar ujjal arasai. He wanted to give, especially its beauty. But to whom? He went to Vrindavan
through
Jharikhandpat. And tigers, bears, snakes, lions were touched by his feet. And they were also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Miracle. But did they receive that Unnat Ujjala Rasa or not? They can have prem only. What kinds of prem? Of Vaikunth, they can have something. And they must be liberated. It is no doubt. But to have Braja prem like gopis, when he will do at least millions of births, sadhan bhajan, in the guidance of gopis, it can be received. Otherwise, very rare, very rare. But you are fortunate to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It may be that your transcendental
form.
What? Swarup?
Constitutional form.
Is in this rush. And that is why anyhow you are attracted. And you are very rare among worldly so many
living entities.
Yeah. It may be. But you will have to practice. You must have to practice. Guru can show you the way. But truly you will have to follow his words. Whatever he tells, and if he is really a bona fide guru and Vaishnava, you must try to be ready, always your head in your hands. Like devotee, like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj and others. This is very rare things, very valuable, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, parampara, guru parampara, wants to give you. Really, Swamiji also came for this. And his guru sent him. Both guru, Shiksha guru and Diksha guru, Vesh guru, Sanyas, Data guru, all sent. And also they have sent me also. And I am also inspiring you to preach in this way. Go, Brahma.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Do kirtan.
Any song? She.
Thus ends the class on the 17th of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, New York. Hare Krishna.